Street, Take 5.
Welcome to Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting, President of Reformed Theological Seminary in Orlando. This program is for those willing to take 5 minutes to develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. Here's Don.
You know those t-shirts that read, "Golf is life, the rest doesn't matter"? Well, I keep seeing different versions of that shirt. Golf is life, baseball is life, soccer is life, investing is life, skiing is life, music is life. These are some of the mission statement t-shirts of people we bump into every day, people who wear their passions on their chests. In Philippians 1:21, the Apostle Paul sets forth his own t-shirt mission statement, only it reads much differently. He writes, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." That got me thinking, what kind of things are we really living for? You may not wear it on your t-shirt, but you are undoubtedly living for something. Paul wrote this late in life as a mature man. In his younger days, he might have worn a t-shirt that said, "Education is life." At another time, he might have worn one that said, "Torah is life, the rest is just details." Still later, he might have worn one with the motto, "Being a Pharisee is life." And just before his conversion, he might have worn one that said, "Hunting down heretics is life." Paul was a passionate man. But by the time he wrote his letter to the Philippians, Paul was in prison. He had about 3 to 5 years left before he would be beheaded by Nero's command. Since his conversion, Paul had numerous close encounters with death, riots, murders, plots, shipwrecks. So he writes these words as one who had seen a whole lot of life. And while he hoped to be released from prison, it was quite possible his execution was imminent. You remember Mark Twain's quip that when a man knows he will face his executioner in the morning, it concentrates the mind wonderfully. Well, Paul wrote this as a man with a concentrated mind. With end-of-life clarity, he could now say, "For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain." The "for me" part is emphatic, because Paul is aware that many people are set on sucking life out of some ambition or material pursuit. He says, "Whatever life may be to others, for me, it is Christ," meaning that life for him is not about his own comfort or advancement. Instead, he thinks, "Whatever time or strength I have left will be devoted to Christ and his work." He wanted to magnify Jesus and proclaim the gospel of his kingdom. His life now found all its meaning in Jesus. He was the source and secret of Paul's continual joy, even in prison. Paul wasn't paralyzed by a fear of execution. He was not wallowing in depression or contemplating suicide, even though it looked like he was going to lose everything. Why? Because he wasn't losing everything. In dying, he was actually gaining everything. For the Christian, death is gain, not the end of existence. It means entering the presence of Christ. It brings a new beginning, the escape from sin and sorrow and temptation and stress and disappointment and oppression and persecution. It brings a deeper experience of our union with Christ, and it takes us closer to Resurrection Day and the joys of eternal life in a renovated world with Christ. This is the perspective that gave Paul courage, and it carried him through hardship and prison. Of course, many of Paul's contemporaries, like ours, look at death as the ultimate loss. If you don't believe in Christ and life on earth is all there is, then death is a terrifying thought. Moreover, you'll want to strive for all the riches, the power, and the prestige this world has to offer, because that's all there is. And in death, you'll lose it all. Paul was torn between the options of living and dying. He wanted to depart and be with Christ. Some days he could think of nothing better, but he knows that remaining alive is preferable because he can help the Philippian Christians grow in their faith. Either way, he wants to honor Christ, whether by living or dying. Either way, he'll be courageous. Either way, he cannot lose. Of course, Paul did not wear t-shirts. It wasn't the style back then. But if he did, this is the motto he would have put on it: "Living is Christ, dying is gain." Given your priorities and the schedule of your week, how does your shirt read?
Thank you for joining us today for Take 5 with Dr. Don Sweeting. We hope this broadcast helps you develop a mind for truth and a heart for God. If you'd like to listen again to today's program, go to rts.edu/ Orlando.